Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. And let's get into it.
I feel like I just need to take a breath. And conscious breathing is something that we don't often do. But I really believe that conscious breathing can be very helpful in trying times, which we are constantly in. And sometimes are more trying than others. Like today, I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I was, before what happened in Manchester, going to start to talk about all the Billboard Music Awards, but that seems so trivial, insignificant, and stupid. Not stupid, but I mean, I can't start anywhere but what happened in Manchester. And where my mind keeps going to is trying to understand it and not even conjuring up any understanding of why they would target a place that was going to be known to be filled with teenagers and younger. Like, I don't understand that. Like, I know that ISIS hates is filled with hate. I guess I don't understand that level of brainwash or like what they were hoping to accomplish. Like, I don't understand it. And like, I wish I had understanding, because maybe then if I understood it, it'd be helping me to feel confident that the people in the positions of power could help treat it or kill it or I don't know what. But what is the reasoning for targeting children and teenagers? I don't understand it.
There's no way to comprehend or answer that question. Lunacy. Attention. Brainwashing. What was the attacker? 22? You know, if I'm one of these attackers, I look at the people that's teaching him how to do this and how to build a bomb, and I look them in the eyes and I say, hey, why don't you do this? It's hard to understand.
But what's the goal?
Where do you think you're going after this? If there's a hell, you're going. If there's a heaven, there's no way you're getting in. And if it's dark, well, you just blew yourself up for no reason. So what are you planning on getting out of this? Like, what's the...
Right, no, but
what,
I don't
what's
even,
the motivation?
I don't even care about the people themselves. I care about the movement. Like, what is the movement hoping to accomplish?
Disrupting the system.
But that doesn't seem like a religious thing.
You're trying to understand craziness. I'm sure evil tyranny is done in the world every single day, and this is some sort of payback for what they assume is tyranny towards them. I just don't get how, at the end of the day, your payback is to a bunch of children. Talking about 10, 11-year-olds. That have no, you know, dog in this fight. They're just growing up. They're just trying to live a life, you know, enjoy themselves. It's sick. It's sick, man.
I feel the same way about this that I did with the tragedy in Orlando. There's so many similarities, you know, targeting a place where people have the expectation of safety or community and togetherness. It's just sad that I leave that experience in Orlando and I leave this experience in Manchester, honestly, continuing my life, but thinking thoughts like, in the future, it's going to get worse. Yeah. In the future, they're going to develop gas bombs or just a releasing of a gas that will allow these people to go into an arena and kill 18,000 people at once. Like, that's where that's what my brain is thinking today. And the sad part is that that's a real possibility.
Sure.
I don't even want to allow myself to go down that rabbit hole because that future is so scary. Ugh.
The worst part about it is that ISIS takes responsibility and they're celebrating. You're celebrating the death of kids. Like, what the fuck did you accomplish? You just killed some kids. You didn't accomplish anything. This world has got to get serious about hunting these people down, finding out where these training centers are or who's in charge, and get really, really, really serious. Like, you know, we're busy building fucking walls to keep Mexicans out. Give me a fucking break. I mean, what a joke. This is the problem in the world. This is the real problem.
Yeah.
But we're worried about stupid shit. Our government focuses and the people of this country, our focuses are clearly in the wrong place. And it's so obvious. But, you know, you get a bunch of rabble-rousers together like, oh, there's people coming over the wall or whatever. It's like, no, that's not the problem in the world, you dick. Get educated, number one, and get on board with what the real problems are, these radical dickheads. This is the problem in the world, everywhere. We're getting to a point when we go to an arena, it's going to be a damn strip search with a probe up our ass, and you know what? I'm going to be happy about it. You know what? If this takes 3 hours, it takes 3 hours because I want to feel safe when I'm around a bunch of people, and we're going to get to a point where we're not going to. It's going to get worse.
Well, you know, Donald Trump peddled the wall and the Mexico thing because it was an easier concept for people to grasp than ISIS. Like, how are you going to defeat ISIS? He had no fucking plan.
Right.
But with Mexico, there's a wall.
This was about winning an election. He figured out who to talk to, the lowest common denominator. He talked to them. He got himself elected. Now, does he really believe those things that he said?
No.
That still remains to be seen. I don't know. We can only hope that his heart is in the right place as well.
He's definitely not saying the right things. I mean, just today, when talking about the tragedy in Manchester, he said, so many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers. That man is bringing shame upon our country on the daily. That's just not a way to talk about a tragedy like that. Evil losers. Like, he's stuck in elementary school. He's so dumb.
That's just his vocabulary. You know, his vocabulary. He's just not, he doesn't seem like a very articulate guy. He seems like he's got a vocabulary of about 500 words and that's it.
It's crazy.
And he could barely figure out how to use those.
Anyways, my thoughts and just, I feel like I am Manchester. Like, I am Manchester. Like, I feel connected to what happened.
I give away Ariana Grande tickets on the regular. That could have easily been a ticket to some kid I gave it to that went to a concert. It's all connected, and this is pop culture. This is young people. This is what we talk about. This is, you know, we're all connected in this. And I think I said on the air, I never thought there would be a day when I would say a bomb went off at an Ariana Grande concert. Those two things don't belong in the same sentence. They just don't.
Or any concert.
Or any concert. But an Ariana Grande concert, it's a concert for children, for crying out loud. It's for kids and teenagers. It's awful. It's just terrible.
Well, let's just cleanse the palate, as I like to say. Let's take a mental sorbet to ease our way to talk about other things.
Let's go back to one of those breaths that you talked about at the beginning of the show. Conscious breathing.
Well, this morning at the gym, I was talking to my trainer about what happened yesterday in Manchester and about Trump. And I was also talking to her about her job. So my trainer also works as a security guard. She's a security guard at a bunch of venues across the city. She does concerts. She also does different kinds of events. And over the weekend, she did Long Beach Pride. And she was telling me how all these women kept hitting on her. And I said, well, did any of them make a convincing offer? Like, it's just a joke. And then we just started talking about bisexuality. And then that made me think of something that scared me to talk about on the podcast. Therefore, I totally want to talk about it on the podcast. Because if something scares me, it's like, there must be some truth for me there. And it might just be an interesting tidbit. So yeah, this morning I was talking about that with her. And then I was saying, you know, I think, based on no factual evidence, but it appears to me that there are more bisexual women than there are bisexual men.
And that 100%.
And that women are more open to that than men are. And that
sure.
I think it must be something biological or chemical in the brain. And then I had a light bulb go off that I can't believe in my nearly 40 years of existence had never occurred to me before.
Okay.
If I didn't have a penis, it would probably be a lot easier for me to be bisexual and have sex with somebody else. Totally random.
Yeah, way too random.
I know, but I'd never had that thought before.
I mean, wow, did you shift gears?
I never had that thought before. And like, you know, Angelina Jolie and Halle Berry are two women that I've thought seriously about having sex with. But I don't know.
I feel badly for both of them. You couldn't do it for fame? Like Angelina, you don't think you could pop one for Angelina?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd have to try it, but...
Look, I'm looking at it this way. Could I pop one for Brad Pitt? Not a chance. I think he's the coolest dude in the world. I'd love to hang out with him. It's not a, I guess, a gay thing. I think he's like a cool dude, but there's nothing in my pants that's going to move a little bit. You know what I mean? If he was naked or anything like that.
I don't really want to try either, to be honest.
That's my point too. Like, I don't really want to try either. Let's not test any of these theories.
I'm strictly dickly, and hopefully I'll be getting some. I don't even know. Oh God, I shouldn't say it. I don't care. You know what? If somebody like signs me up to do something, they kind of know who I am. So, right. Hopefully I get some dick on my trip to Israel. I teased that I had like a really busy June. And one of the things that I'm doing is I'm going to Tel Aviv with my whole family. I'm so excited.
That's crazy. Good for you.
And I got it all comped, a free trip.
Wow.
Which is really expensive. Just flying there, business or first class from Los Angeles direct to Tel Aviv. Like that must be $5,000 a ticket at least.
I would easily say yes to that.
So I am going to be officially an international ambassador for Tel Aviv Pride 2017. And what I love about it is that, well, first of all, I'm a big gay. And secondly, it's organic and it's authentic. Like, I love Israel. I've been twice already and I had the best time both times that I went. So I'm super stoked to go a third time and to take my kids for the first time and to experience Tel Aviv Pride for the first time.
Now, is that a big Pride festival?
Oh my God, it's the second largest Pride in the world. Anyway, so I'm excited about that. I'm a little bummed though that before I leave next week, it's the end of an era for me here in Los Angeles. My live daily call-ins with AMP Radio are coming to an end on May 31st.
Wow.
But that means I'm available. If any other radio station wants to pay me to call in, I am happy to do it. So hit me up. You can email bookings@PerezHilton.com, bookings@PerezHilton.com. I think I'm a big asset to any morning or
you're an asset.
Radio show.
I'm actually shocked that my station is no longer using your services, but I think it has to do with other things that are happening and mergers and such. So
now, let's, I guess, briefly talk about the Billboard Music Awards, because why not? I'm guessing some of our audience, if not a lot. Let me see if the ratings...
It didn't rate well. It was like 7 million or almost 8 million, I think.
Oh, that's not bad, though.
Well, it was 9 million last year.
Oh, really?
It didn't do well. It was down pretty much, you know, almost 20% in
the
audience.
Well, let's just speed through it. I've got everybody that performed in order, so we can just go quickly. And I'm not even talking about the awards, because... The Billboard Music Awards are like the American Music Awards. Who gives a fuck about those stupid awards? Like, they're
Nobody
just
cares.
A promotional vehicle. Anyways, Nicki Minaj opened the show and had a 9-minute medley that was about 6 minutes too long.
Way too long.
Yeah.
And not good on top of that. I did see that. Not good.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was bad, but I wouldn't say
it was not good.
Correct. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. It was very average and a lot of auto-tune and lip-syncing. Camila Cabello was next, and she was good-ish. Like, I wanted to like it, and I didn't dislike it.
I disliked it.
I didn't dislike it, but I didn't love
it. Wasn't good. She's been in a girl group for years. She should have been a lot better than she was out there. The song should have been better. The performance should have been better. It just was so flat on every single point that you could make. It was just flat.
And yeah,
I
wasn't
refused
bad.
To say it was even good. It was bad for who she is and what's at stake for her career. She should have came out with something hot. And she just looked like, you know, a kid that just started doing this. And she's got more chops than this. So I'm going to say it was bad. I didn't think it was good.
Yeah, I think a lot of it just has to do with the song. Look, I mean, you can only do so much with a song that's not great.
Everything I just said also applies to the song. It's not a good song.
No. It's not a bad song, but we'll get to it. We're going to talk about all the new music later. I'm surprised, like, this is a big debut, a big launch of an artist that we know, but... It's a new beginning, kind of like Harry Styles, and I don't think it's going off well.
It's not.
Yeah. It's surprising, because everybody was rooting for her.
I think we're all rooting for her. Yeah. And that's what's the most surprising thing. When you have an industry behind her that wants her to succeed, you know, we very much almost need her to succeed.
Yeah, we need her to succeed.
Sure, you want this next level coming up. You want them to be legit. And you're looking at her going, I don't think she's legit.
I think also it might be symptomatic of a larger problem that's happening in the music industry. And I don't understand why it's happening, but women in pop across the board are struggling. The men are continuing to dominate. It's bizarre to me. Also performing was the Chainsmokers. That dude should just stop singing. He should stop singing. He can't sing. I mean, I appreciate that he was singing live, but he cannot sing.
But Drew's a good-looking guy. It doesn't really matter. There's
it
a lot
does
of
matter.
Britney
it
Spears
does.
Can't sing.
She can. She just, for some reason, chooses not to. It's bizarre.
Britney Spears cannot sing.
She can't sing. If you go back
with auto-tune, maybe.
No,
yeah.
Wait, no. Go and listen to some live performances from the late 90s where she was singing live. She can. She just chooses not to. It's bizarre.
I think she's a studio track act and always has been.
All right, hater. Next
up. I'm not a hater. I'm just stating the obvious.
It's not the obvious. Britney
can. Why doesn't she perform live?
I don't know. It's something psychological, I think.
Okay.
Anyways, up next was Julia Michaels, and I love that song Issues first and foremost, so it helps to have a great song. And secondly, one of my favorite performances of the night. If you didn't see it, go and search that one out. Julia Michaels.
I did not. I'll check that out.
So good. I would say she was probably my second favorite performance of the night. I'll get to my favorite later. After Julia Michaels was Ed Sheeran. Super solid, as always, doing what he does.
Did he do Castle on the Hill?
He did. And that song.
I love that song.
It's. For some reason, because maybe it came out the same time as Shape of You, and it's been out so long, radio is not responding to it.
It's weird. They're not really committing to it because, to be very honest with you, the other one is in power rotation, and it's
still
working so well. Yeah, and it's still working so well, and it's still testing. So I think radio is going to get to it, but I'm with you. They should have put the foot on the hammer there a little bit and went all in on this song. Because if you look at the sales, it's in the top 20 or 30 right now. And that's without airplay. That's how good the song is. With very little airplay. I shouldn't say without airplay, but a lot
well,
of adult
cares about
contemporary
sales
stations.
Anymore.
Yeah, but sales is a good indicator when you're looking at a single. When you look at a single and people are still buying it, and it's not technically a single, it's kind of in between. I just think you're right. I just think that radio should be behind this song a little bit more than they are, but maybe it's too adult. Radio has gotten so narrow that that's the problem with radio. And that's, I guess, my point that I'm trying to get
well,
at.
Well, no, like, there's a difference.
Radio in the 80s and 90s was a lot fatter. The lane was a lot bigger.
Well,
now everything's
yes.
so niche and sounds the same. When something comes out that's a little different, people are like, oh, I'm not going to play
well,
that. Like, why not?
I do think the Miley song's a radio single.
Yes. I don't know how well it's performing thus far, but it's no one's like, you know, jamming it into power rotation yet. It's just kind of floating out there in the middle.
Well, that to me is definitely a radio single and different.
I agree with you. I think it's one of the best songs of the year.
She performed at the Billboard Music Awards and loved the performance, but did you watch that one?
I didn't. I just only read about it.
Loved the performance. Yeah, of course you read about it. She ended up crying. We'll get to that in a second. Loved the performance, but she did a different arrangement. She did
oh, really?
Yeah, she did like a slowed down, slightly country arrangement. And this was the first time she performed the song on TV.
Right, like, do it right first.
I can't. I was like, it was a
beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
Now I want to watch it. I gotta watch.
Yeah, it was a beautiful performance. But for the first time, like, save that for the second or for the third time or for the fourth time or whatever. Like, I love changing it up, but the first time, like, I want to hear the song that I've been bopping to.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she ended up crying. And I'm not saying she did. But there was...
You're implying.
No. There was definitely...
Listen, when you go, I'm not saying she did.
I'm not saying she did. I'm not implying anything. I'm
okay,
saying...
Okay, I'll imply it. I didn't even see it. She put on the alligator tears for the television. How about that?
I'm saying that thought crossed my mind. She's like, I'm not going to twerk for them, but I'll cry. I'm going to give them something different. And real or not, she gave them something different. And I love that. Like,
okay,
that's smart. It's Miley is really smart.
She's great.
Yeah, in a way that, like, Adele's also really smart.
I'm glad you put her in the same sentence because I believe she should be in that sentence.
Taylor Swift also really smart. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love the Miley performance. Lord was up after that, and I still don't love that song, but she gave me one of my favorite performances of the night. It was a really cool karaoke inspired concept. She did it in this room, and it looked like a room. They built a little small set for her. Loved it. Sam Hunt was great. You know, nothing special about the Sam Hunt performance, but he's just so likable.
It's such a good song. Yeah, yeah. He's so likable.
Yeah, I love the song, and he's so likable, so great. Celine Dion was next, and come on. Like, I think she's the best vocalist of all time. Well, no, not true. I'll tie her. I mean, if I had to pick three, I really can't
pick one. Mariah.
No, I would not Mariah. I would put Whitney, Celine, and Barbara Streisand. I would put Mariah just beneath them.
Huh. I don't know if I would put Mariah below Babs.
Oh, my God. Do you not know
Barbara?
Mariah's
got to be higher than Streisand.
Oh, no way. Well, first of all, Barbara has sold so much more. Mariah has more number one hits, but Barbara has more number one albums and sold way more albums.
Different day, though.
Anyways, I love Celine Dion. You can never go wrong with a voice like that and a song like My Heart Will Go On. And, you know, part of the Billboard Music Awards is, like, I'm sure that Celine Dion performance and I'm sure that the Cher performance happened because the city of Las Vegas probably gave the producers of the show a ton of budget cuts.
Gotcha.
In exchange, they're like, okay, we want to put these two acts on the show who have residencies in Vegas because we want to push the residencies. We want to try to get more people to come to Vegas.
Wait a minute. Cher still performs in Vegas?
Yep. She's got a residency at...
Oh, I thought that was done.
No. She's got a new one at the Park Theater at the Monte Carlo.
Well, there you go. I guess it worked because I didn't know that, and I'd like to see that show. Why not?
Yep. After Celine Dion was Imagine Dragons, kind of like Sam Hunt, too. Great song. Likeable people. Great performance. Nothing special about it, but love...
And they're from Vegas.
Yeah.
So that was easy for them.
Afterwards, though... I went on Apple Music and I downloaded some new music from Imagine Dragons. They have got like three songs as advances from their forthcoming album, and I love all three.
They're great.
So
I
good.
Invited you to that
I
event
know,
last
I
week,
know.
And it was Perez. It was so cool because it was at Google or YouTube. I'm sorry, it was at YouTube, and their performance space is so intimate. And there was only maybe 100 people in the room, and they played the new album, and it was so good. Like, those guys, those just an example of, you know, classically trained musicians that know what the hell they're doing. They're so good. So good.
Such a good album
coming out.
I would have gone if it really wasn't the next night from
It was the night after Shania.
Yeah. If they come to concert, I would go to their concert.
Okay.
Let's go to their concert. Afterwards was Drake. Great performance in the middle of the Bellagio fountain. Super cool. Loved it. Explosions going off and everything. Halsey was next. Her song, I still feel the same about the song. I always liked the song. I never disliked the song. It just didn't feel like a huge banger, you know? Like, I never.
Well, it is a very passive song, I think, but it is performing. That is an example of a song that's starting to really get some traction. To me, she's a little bit of an Ellie Goulding, you know? She's got that same kind of sound going, and she's sort of filling that void. But I like it. I like her.
Me too. I like it and I like her. I never thought it was the first single, but I always liked it. And, you know, that's how radio works. Like, the more you play a song, the more you like it.
That's right. I interviewed her last week. If you guys want to pull it up, it's on my Instagram or on Facebook or somewhere, but it's kind of everywhere if you want to check that out.
John Legend was next with Florida Georgia Line. They actually sounded surprisingly good together, but it was such a boring performance. Like, so...
Really?
So boring. Cher was next, and I hated the first song. It's like, I know it's one of her biggest hits, Believe, but like, why are you going to choose a song where you're barely singing live?
I believe in life.
Like,
I don't know. I'd want to hear that too. What would you want to hear? Like, if I could turn
She
back
did that
time.
One. Thankfully, they gave her two songs. Yeah.
So I know those are the two I'd want to hear. Good for them. I'm glad those are the two. I'll go back and watch that.
I know, but she could have done, I Got You, Babe, or something else.
No, Sonny and Cher? Yeah. No, she's not going to do anything with Sonny and Cher. Not
she does in her show.
I don't see that.
Anyways, I love the second performance, and she even gave us the music video outfit and everything. And closing out the show was Bruno Mars, who gave me my favorite performance of the night. Unfortunately, I don't think he got a ton of press because he wasn't there. They did a live remote situation from his concert.
Ah, okay.
And that's why he probably didn't get a lot of press, and neither did Ed Sheeran, because Ed Sheeran was also beaming in live, allegedly live from concert. I've said it before. To me, Bruno Mars is the best male alive. Better than Timberlake. Better than anyone. And I think Justin Timberlake's amazing live as well. But Bruno is just next level. Like, he performed his new single, Versace, on the floor, which I think is going to kill. That song's going to, it's going to go number one, just like the last single did. That's what I like. And he gave us a fucking dance break in the middle of a ballad. I'm like, that's some big dick baller shit. Like, I was like losing my mind during his performance. I was like, this is what I was waiting for. Like, he's just so next level. Like, next level. Like, no man can touch him. Anyways, he was amazing. Before I get to other stuff, I want to hear about you. You went to see U2?
I did. I saw U2. It was so great, man, because my second concert ever was U2. And my favorite album of all time is The Joshua Tree, and that's what they're doing on this tour. And I'm telling you, as I stood there and they started out with Where the Streets Have No Name, I like started to tear up. Aww. I was like, oh my God. It was, I was 15 or 16 years old all over again. And it was awesome. It was just really, it was cool to go back to a much simpler time in life, you know, a much easier time, and just kind of reminisce on just being that kid with that Honda Accord driving to Three River Stadium to watch U2 play for my first stadium show, and reliving it again, and it being on my birthday weekend, and it was great.
You didn't have a party?
Saturday was my birthday.
There was no party that I was not invited to?
There was no party, no. I didn't do a party, I'm sorry to say. After 40, dude, you kind of go, I'm done with the parties. Let's wrap this up.
I would have loved to have gone ... if it was at the Staples Center. I hate stadium shows.
You know what? I typically agree with you, especially about the Rose Bowl. I hate going to the Rose Bowl because it's such a clusterfuck. But I discovered this parking app that you can pick your parking space and you can park in preferred. Now it was like $60, but you have to go in kind of the back way. You got to kind of go in behind Pasadena. There was zero traffic. I got to the show maybe, I don't know, an hour and a half before the show. I drove straight in through the center lane. They parked my car. I was right next to the damn Rose Bowl. I could not have been happier. Then they had this pre-party, dude. It was heavy. Oh, yeah. There was a VIP
a label thing? You got invited to a label?
I don't know if it was a label or like a U2 thing, but it was a complete open bar.
How did you get that?
A label guy I know got me in.
Oh.
But, dude, it was like Sean Penn, ooh, and Maria Shriver, and Matt Damon. And it was Jimmy Kimmel. It was
shit.
It was super A-list.
You were in the right place.
Oh, I totally was. And it was so perfect. You could not have got a more perfect night. It's under the desert sky. You know, it's everything that YouTube sings about in their songs in the Joshua Tree. And it was beautiful. And I had such a wonderful, that was my Sunday. Saturday, I went to Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah. Somebody else I know went to that. They said it was a great show.
Oh, my God. He was my first concert, Perez.
Really?
My very first concert. And when
what an amazing birthday weekend.
Exactly, right? So, you know, and he was doing his Reckless tour. So he was, you know, 30 years of that album, Reckless, which, means so much to me, Summer of 69 and all those songs. So that
I love this concept. I want Tori Amos to do a little Earthquakes tour.
That would be cool, right? Oh, I love Tori. That would be awesome. I'm going with you to that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't try to get somebody
else
to go.
You love Tori that much, really?
Oh, I love Tori Amos. She's so fucking awesome.
Oh, me too. She's one of my top three.
Oh, God, I love watching her just sit on the edge of that piano like she's going to fall off of it and kind of lunge out into the audience. I love
watching her perform. Live, yeah.
She's phenomenal, phenomenal. But, yeah, so that was my Saturday.
Sunday.
You know, it's funny. No, that was my Saturday. Bryan Adams was Saturday. U2 was Sunday.
Oh, U2 was Sunday. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, well, it was both days, but I went on Sunday.
I gotcha. Anyways, let's talk new music. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 new songs by major artists came out last week. Just statistically, some of those are going to flop. So let's just start. Last week, the new Selena Gomez song came out, Bad Liar. And oh my God, I cannot love this song more.
I concur.
I think it's almost like, or similar in like the Miley song. Like it's so different. And Selena, man, she's becoming like Rihanna, like hits queen. Although I think the song is not performing very well yet. And I think that's for a few reasons. Like first, she hasn't done any promo, which is a mistake. Like why is this bitch not all over the place like promoting her song?
I think she's really, really serious about taking life slowly. I think she is. And I'm starting to sense that she is like, I'm just going to put out what I put out and do what I want to do now. I think you're going to start seeing more artists follow in her footsteps with this, unfortunately.
But I think the song would be doing better if she did do the things that you're supposed to do.
Do not disagree with you. I wish she would have been. Look, Billboard Music Awards is a crap show, but like you said at the top, it's a promotional tool. That performance lives online. Whether people watched it or not, they'll go back and watch the performance. They'll share it. They'll talk about it. It helps the song.
Yeah.
There'll be video plays for it. I'm with you. But yeah, I'm not feeling the heat on the song.
No.
I'm not feeling the heat on the phones or socially either, which is a little interesting to me. I like it, but I hear the talking heads underneath of it. So
I love it.
It's so good.
I think, sonically it's different, but thematically it's almost like a Hands to Myself Part 2. It was written and done by the same people. And I kind of also love that. Like, I love when an artist has a part two of a song or like a cousin to a song, but sounds different. Like,
it makes sense.
Like, lyrically, it's so smart. It's such a smart and well. And actually, I discovered the songwriter. I signed the songwriter of that song to a record deal in 2008.
Really?
Back when I had a label, I've always had a good ear. Justin Tranter, he used to be in this band called Semi Precious Weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a huge fan of them when they were an unsigned act, and I signed them. And there was actually drama around that because after I signed them, Lady Gaga wanted to get involved. And then, like, of course, we should have her be involved because she's a superstar. And anyways, whatever. They ended up not happening, but he's happened now as a huge songwriter. And
good for him.
I always encouraged him to do that because he would send me these demos of the songs that he was writing for the band. I'm like, this does not fit in with the aesthetic of the band, which is a glam rock band, but these are beautiful songs. You need to get these piano ballads produced and placed with other artists. And now he's working and doing hits with like the biggest people out there. So I'm thrilled for him. Love the song. The Camila Cabello song we already touched on, I don't love it. I'm disappointed by it. I don't hate it, but it feels to me like a Sia cast-off. And Sia is one of the co-writers on it, allegedly. I think, actually, that Sia wrote the song, cast it off. It ended up with Camila, and she probably like rewrote a lyric of it.
Yeah.
And she's added as a songwriter. But it's like one of those songs that wasn't good enough to be on Sia's album.
Mm-hmm.
So I was disappointed by it, but not as disappointed as I was by the Liam Payne song. Holy fuck, that's crap. Like bad, 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 bad. Thankfully, it's already dropped like a ton of bricks on iTunes, even though, I don't know, iTunes is what it's an easy, I wish.
It's an indicator.
It's an indicator. Let me see where it's at on iTunes now. It's at number 27.
That's not bad.
No. I mean, he did reach number one on iTunes, which some of these girls and others didn't do. So good for him, but I can't stand the song. And surprisingly, my favorite song that came out last week was the new Iggy Azalea, after the Selena, was the new Iggy Azalea song.
I'm wondering if you're deaf.
What? You don't like it?
I don't hear one redeeming thing about the song except for the music. I think she's so dorky and all over the vocals from the beginning.
Oh, I love it.
I'm Iggy X. And I'm just like, ugh, she just needs to tone it down.
Well, I loved it. Having said that, I don't know if radio is going to give her a chance.
Zero.
So that's unfortunate, but I love it. And good for her. Finally, she released a song I like. And then I have to give an honorable mention to Linkin Park. They released a new single, which actually I really like as well. If you're a Linkin Park fan, you may not like it because it doesn't really sound like Linkin Park. It's an evolved, it's more like earthy, organic-y Linkin Park. Although I think they've been doing that for a while now. But I love the new Linkin Park song. Check that out. Also, there was some drama with One Direction and with Liam Payne giving his very, I don't even know if it's drama. I was just surprised by it. Liam Payne giving his very honest opinion about the new Harry Styles music. And this is what he had to say about Sign of the Times. Harry's song I heard, and I'll be honest with you, it's not my sort of music. It's not something I'd listen to, but I think he did a great job of doing what he wanted to do. That's the way I'd put it best, I think.
Why does your British guy sound like an old British guy?
I don't know.
He sounds like he's like 65.
I was just surprised he went there, like, and he was that honest about it.
I don't think any of them are going to get upset by, they all clearly support each other, but I don't think that they ever musically got along.
No, clearly not.
Even in the group with the music they were doing in One Direction, I don't think they got along when it came to the music.
Well, since we're talking about One Direction, you know, it's inevitable to compare them to one another. They're all doing the solo thing now, every single one of them. And Harry's numbers are in for his debut album, and we're bound to compare it to Zayn. Zayn released his debut album in April of 2016. I hate this new lingo, but he moved, and you can't even say sold. You have to say moved or pushed 156,000 SPS units, which is sales plus streaming. Mm-hmm. And Harry moved 240,000 units.
Yeah.
That's a lot more.
There's more demand for Harry, which shocks me 0%. I think I said that about a year ago. Harry's the star.
Yeah.
Zayn's pretty good, though. And I got to say, Niall's pretty damn good, too. Niall blew my hair back the other day. I was really shocked on what a good musician he is.
I love that fucking Slow Hands song.
Slow Hands. Such a good song, isn't it?
Anyways, let's briefly just, I don't even have anything to add. It's just so.
Well, you forgot one song. You forgot Katy Perry.
That was the week before, no? Oh, I did forget about that. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Katy Perry also released a new song called Swish Swish, which I can't stand. I mean, here's the thing. I love the production. The production is awesome.
Love the music in it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Love the music. I even like the chorus. It's the verses with the fucking, not even juvenile, like juvenile and stupid. Like, there could be juvenile and fun. Like, a perfect example of juvenile and fun is Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl. That's juvenile and fun. But these lyrics are juvenile and stupid. It has all the elements of a great song of a hit. Like, I like the chorus. I like the catchy swish, swish. But the lyrics fucking ruin it for me. Like, the verses, I'm like, no.
I do not disagree with you.
Like, I they're so bad, I need to read them. We need to read this. I need to. Okay. A tiger don't lose no sleep, don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. Don't come for me. No, not today. You're calculated. I got your number because you're a joker and I'm a courtside killer queen and you will kiss the ring. You best believe. So keep calm, honey. I'ma stick around for more than a minute. Get used to it. Funny, my name keeps coming out your mouth because I stay winning. Lay 'em up like... like, seriously? Seriously? Seriously?
I know, I know.
Seriously? By comparison, since that song is about Taylor Swift, let's read the lyrics for Taylor Swift's Bad Blood, okay?
Okay.
She starts with the chorus, which is unusual, so I'll skip the chorus and go into the verses. Did you have to do this? I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shiny? Now it's all rusted. Already, it's a billion times better. Like, oh my God, let me read that again. Did you have to do this? I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shiny? Now it's all rusted. I mean, like, there's so much happening in just those two lines. Like, so many great words. Like, so much. And it's like, ugh. Did you have to hit me where I'm weak? Baby, I couldn't breathe, and rub it in so deep. Salt in the wound like you're laughing right at me.
And by the way, that's not a diss. She's saying, you hurt me. The other one is like a straight up diss. Katy Perry's like dissing her, like trying to kiss her like, I'm the queen, I'm up on my throne. And she's just saying like, I can't believe we had this friendship and then you did something so obvious to hurt me. Like, why did you do that? That really hurts. Two different tones too.
That's stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. And I would tell her to her face.
Yeah.
I would. And I still remain a fan of Katy Perry and I still like her as a person. Speaking of Katy Perry, according to reports, she is getting paid $25 million for American Idol.
Don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
Nope.
Well,
we'll see.
God, I have to pee.
We can wrap this up.
No, I've got more to talk about.
Go pee. Are you peeing?
I'm going. Hold on. All right. Oh my God, there's been so much that's just happened. Like, we also didn't get to Taylor Swift's new boyfriend.
Oh God. Does anyone care? Because I don't feel like anybody cares.
Nobody cares. And actually, you know what? That's great for her. It's smart.
Are you sitting down while you pee?
Yes. Anyways, she's got this hot, young, not that young, he's only a year younger than her, British actor boyfriend. His name is Joe Alwyn. And they've been dating since last October.
Wow.
I love how stealthy she was. And I love, you should play the clip. I posted the clip of our podcast on my website when I talked about it. I said on this podcast that her hardcore fans know and knew and let me know, and I knew that she was making a ton of secret trips to London. And nobody was reporting it. But I talked about it on this podcast. I'm like, I know with certainty, I know with certainty that she's spending a lot of time in London. The speculation was that she had gotten back together with Tom Hiddleston. We didn't know that whole time she had a new boyfriend. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And the very latest, an update on that story, is that the boyfriend is moving to the United States to be closer with her.
We'll see. I hope it works out for him.
That's the only way it's going to work out, if they spend time together.
Yeah.
Hold on. Anyways, we'll race through these next things. Just want to take a moment to respect and mention the passing of Chris Cornell. That was very sad.
Oh God.
Especially because he's got three kids. Like, oh yeah, yeah, those poor kids.
I'm starting to think that Tom Cruise is onto something when he says that we drug our kids too much and we drug ourselves too much. This isn't a guy that wanted to kill himself. I think this is a guy that was probably dealing with depression, but I think the Ativan or whatever it was he was taking killed him. I don't see this guy as someone that wanted to kill himself. I don't. He wasn't that kind of guy. I just think that these drugs killed him.
I mean, we also don't know the toxicology results, so maybe he was taking other things too. I mean, if you're taking prescription medication and combining that with other drugs, that's clearly going to mess up with the hormones in your brain, the chemicals in your brain. In other news, we're going to soldier through these quickly because I just want to touch upon them. Miley Cyrus keeps on criticizing her own song, Wrecking Ball, and the music video. I'm like, she said it's the biggest fear of hers to have that played at her funeral. Like, I'm sure she was exaggerating, but what's not exaggeration is she's doesn't like that song and is now like she's trying almost too hard to reinvent, like shitting on her past. And like, don't shit on your past. Wrecking Ball was a number one song, a great song, and I love the video. Okay,
yeah, it's a great song.
In other news, Billy Bush is on the cover of I think the Hollywood Reporter, that or Variety, one of the industry trades, talking in depth for the first time since all that drama happened last year. He says that one of the hardest things for him was talking to his daughter, who is a teenager, about what happened and how he's grown from this and a better person and will be better at his job as a result of it. Also, Nancy O'Dell has spoken out, saying that about 3 weeks ago, Billy wrote her a really nice letter apologizing. I definitely think this guy deserves another chance and a big comeback. He should totally have a comeback. Like, I don't think he's a bad person whatsoever. He was just...
He's not. I've known Billy for 100 years. Yeah. He's a nice guy. Yeah. He's a very nice guy.
I agree. I've known him a long time as well, and he's... You can just tell the douchebags. He's not a douchebag. Speaking of douchebags, that Cash Me Outside girl is going on tour. More douchebag news, Steve Harvey's ex-wife is suing him for $60 million, claiming that their marriage and divorce made her suicidal, amongst other things.
Why is he a douchebag because of that?
I mean, if he mistreated his wife that severely, he's a douchebag. No.
Listen, because she realizes that he has that kind of money and now wants to sue him for it. Come on. You don't smell a little bit of chasing a dollar bill here?
Or
$60 million.
I mean, there might be validity to what she's saying, though.
I don't know. I see the world differently.
In more douchebag news, that Tommy Lauren girl who made a lot of headlines earlier this year, who was fired from Glenn Beck's The Blaze, has herself a new job. Not even on TV. She couldn't even get hired to do web stuff for Fox News. Instead, she got a new job working at a political action committee or whatever the hell they're called for Donald Trump.
It's a super PAC.
She's working for one of these Donald Trump super PACs, and she's working in communications there. And she's already resorted to desperation and thirst trapping for attention. She posted today a photo on Instagram with herself in a tank top that says Black Guns Matter.
Yeah, I know.
Demi Lovato is involved in some Demi Lovato is involved in some controversy. A lot of people were accusing her of cultural appropriation because she wore her hair in what people thought was dreads for her new music video for No Promises with cheat codes.
Oh, God.
And she took to...
I'm tired of people. That's cultural appropriation. Shut up, is what I would say.
She took to...
I wear my hair how I want to wear my hair. How about that?
She took to Twitter to say they were twists, not dreads. Hashtag relax. By the way, they looked fucking rad. Anyway, I probably would have ignored that, though, if I was her.
Right, like, just let that go.
Yeah, but her response, I don't think, was good. I would have said nothing if I was her. She actually made it a story by responding.
Yeah.
In other news, this also confused me. The Weeknd bought a new house that cost him $18 million.
Jeez.
And he bought it in Hidden Hills. For that kind of money, you can buy yourself a nice house in Beverly Hills or anywhere you want to. Probably like Beverly Hills, like right in the thick of it all. Like Beverly Hills is pretty damn...
Yeah, but Hidden Hills is where all of the like A-listers live.
I guess. I mean, Drake lives there now and so do the Kardashians, but... That just, if you're in Hidden Hills and if you have a meeting in Beverly Hills or West Hollywood, it takes you close to an hour to get to your meeting.
I don't think Drake has meetings. I think he goes on tour at this point and that's about it.
I guess the Kardashians have meetings and or just to like...
Well, they're TV stars and they got to go to pitch meetings. The Weeknd doesn't. The Weeknd goes on tour. That's all he has to do.
Ugh, I would just hate being stuck in traffic for so much. And finally, speaking of the Kardashians, an update on something we talked about last week. Kim and Kanye have not broken up yet. On Monday of this week, yesterday, from the time of our recording, they were spotted together with their kids at Disneyland.
I told you they were still together.
Yet. They have not broken up yet. It's definitely going to happen.
It's imminent, right?
Yeah.
Well, saying that someone in Hollywood's eventually going to break up is saying that the sun's going to be out in L.A. tomorrow. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Well, let's take a couple calls and then we'll wrap it up.
Hey, it's Sam from Pennsylvania. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Chris, you're the man. Keep him Perez in check. He needs it. Perez, keeping on. All right, what do you guys think is next for Hillary Duff? After her hit show on TV Land, Younger ends, do you think she'll do another album or anything else? Another TV show, maybe? What do you think, Perez? And, by the way, straight dudes do sit around in their underwear all the time, constantly, no matter what they're doing. So, just just wanted to clear that up from a previous podcast.
I'm in mine right now. Thank you.
Thanks. What do I think?
Hillary Duff.
What do I think is next for Hillary Duff? Probably another TV show or maybe a movie. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I would say TV show.
Yeah, she'll continue to do music, and it'll continue to do as well as the last one did. Like, not very well, but she's a mom, and she's older now.
Hi, Perez and Booker. Perez, I just saw your tweet that said Vanessa Hudgens butchered Celine Dion. I thought she did a great job. I feel like she can really sing, and she really has vocals. Okay. Watching the rest of the show. Bye.
Agree with you.
No. I mean, if...
No, I mean you, Perez.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you.
I mean, she isn't a bad singer. Vanessa Hudgens can sing, but you don't attempt to sing a power ballad by Celine Dion where everybody's going to compare you to her. If you're going to do a Celine Dion song, you need to do it as good as her. If not, you're butchering it.
Another call.
Hi, Perez and Chris. This is Manny. I just am calling because... I know, Chris, you don't like hearing about the Kardashians, but I really do kind of miss hearing about it, and I just feel like what's been happening, you know? Like, you guys barely talked about them lately because there's, like, no news. And I know you said a couple things last week, but I didn't know, is there anything going on with any of them, or do you really think it's just over? So, just wondering what you think. Have a great day, you guys. Bye.
I think it's over, thankfully. I mean... Ooh, Scott Disick's dating Bella Thorne now. Who fucking cares? I mean, ooh, he's going to Cannes and
she's thirsty.
He's going to Cannes with Bella Thorne, and Courtney's in Cannes with her fuck buddy. And ooh.
Hi, Perez and Chris Booker. Not a question. Just saying, Perez, please keep the beard. You look so good with it.
I agree. I love the beard on you. I think it looks great.
Really?
I can't believe I'm going to say this fucking out loud, but I even like the man bun on you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, at what point do I have to start, or do I start trimming it?
You're close, because I noticed that a couple days ago. It's when you don't trim it, it kind of somehow makes your face look pudgy, which it is not. So, I mean... Do you have a trimmer?
I do, but I kind of just want to let it grow wild.
You'll get to a point where it will start thinning out again because it's so heavy, but you really want to have it, you know, long and everything for Tel Aviv. And no, you want to shave. No.
I'm going to shave right before. So I'm just going to, but that's why, since I know I have a shave date, I'm just going to let it grow wild for another week and a half.
Yeah. Why not? Does it itch like a son of a bitch?
No.
You get to a point where the itching stops. My girlfriend's always like, is it your neck driving you crazy? But after a couple of days, it just kind of stops, you know?
Yeah. It doesn't bother me at all.
One more.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. My question is, do you think that Katy Perry is on drugs? Because she's been acting so weird. I used to be a huge fan, but I just saw her interview on Ellen, and, I mean, she's so weird. And same on Jimmy Fallon. I don't know. She's kind of being a huge turnoff. What's going on with her?
I don't think she's on drugs, no.
I think she's on the drug of her. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, that she's just kind of, she doesn't seem to be on the right track to me with the personality and the things that she's doing. But, you know, she's still selling tickets. She's got a third show at Staples Center here in Los Angeles. So,
yeah, her
tour, fans are still,
her tour has done well. Good for her.
Well, let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, that's that. Thank you guys for listening. Let all your friends know. Rate the podcast favorably, mention us on social media, all that good stuff, and have a great week. Call us if you want your question featured. 800-721-1185.
Yeah. I'm an idiot.
That one.
What do you expect?
All right.
That one.
Have a
Don't
good
call
one.
720. That's somebody else's shitty podcast. We'll see you next week.
All right. See ya.